They believe they can beat us, and we also believe we can beat them. Last year, we didn't score goals. This year, we have to score goals. If you start like this, it's beautiful. This is place. It's got quality. This is place. And I think as a six, you'll go to Europe. That's a future player for Bafana Bafana. Club Brugge is a big club. I think it's in the right place there.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Just a few days after the opening round of 2019-20 season, already coaches are having a clear picture of what their fans can expect from their respective teams this season. And in the opening fixture, we saw the Tshwane derby between Mamelodi Sundowns and SuperSport United, and the coach of the defending champs, Pitso Mosimane, had some really interesting things to say. In today's show, we bring you some interesting moments from that press conference. This is SL Radio. Please enjoy the episode. First up, coach Pitso Mosimane shares his thoughts on the Tshwane derby against rival SuperSport United. Mosimane also shared his thoughts on what he expects from the new season.
Yeah, the derby is always a derby. When we play SuperSport, we're always giving each other. It's an open bout. It's a give and take and a give and take. That's why it produces results. Because they believe they can beat us. And we also believe we can beat them. And once it becomes an open game, the quality will help you on what to do. But our decision-making today was not very good. There's a ball that Gaston Sirima got it. It bounced. We had 2v1. He opted to go to Themba Zwane. He must go to Tapelo. This side is more easier and he's facing goals. Themba Zwane is putting in to go to the corner flag. It is those little things that... But it's football. But the derby will always be a derby, and it's beautiful because we respect each other. We are from the same... we are from Tshwane. But when it comes to the match, we're giving each other. And after the match, we are brothers. So I don't know what makes us score goals, but we want to score goals. And last year, we didn't score goals. This year, we have to score goals. We usually score 53, 55. If you start like this, it's beautiful. Then you can say, oh, okay, it's a good start. Even though, to be honest, they should have scored. We should have also scored. I think it's the same movie you watched last season and the year before. I saw their game against Stellenbosch. Most of the things came out the way they were. I saw the Premier Cup, KZN Premier Cup, and I see Eros the same and all that. I saw the derby. I saw that Chiefs had two halves. The second half, they played well. They could have scored the second half. They had chances to score the second half, let's be honest. The score is not a true reflection of that game. Yes, Paris was very good in the first half. We all know that. But the second half is a different game. So that's why I don't want to undermine Kaizer Chiefs at this moment. They are a tough team to beat. Okay, Paris is Paris. They are on their bikes every day. They run. They're quick. They play on a break. They're dangerous. They score goals. You got to know how to play Paris. If you're going to give them place to go behind you, they will destroy you. Because Loss is quick, Willie is quick, Shonga is quick, Mulenga is quick. You want to play there and give them the space behind you, you're going to lose against Pirates. Because what? They play on a transition. They play one way. They go in. If you can manage them, you can get something. Because if you play Pirates like the last 10 minutes that we played SuperSport and Sundowns today, Pirates will score 2-3 goals. Because they come on break like Tapelo came out on a break. So that's Orlando Pirates. But if you see how Esperance played them, it's a different game. Because they make the analysis. They see them, oh, okay, they've got so much speed. Okay, are we going to fight them there? Oh, we see them. Let's find out if they can play combination play and go through like we did here. And we didn't score goals, but we can play. When you park the bus, we can play. We'll play. Because we've got the players who can play like that. So, for me, it's the same thing. I haven't seen Chipa. I haven't seen Aso Stellenbosch. I haven't seen Highlands. Owen told you, stronger than last year. So, they're tough boys. For me, it's the same. I saw what I saw. I think it's going to be the same.
The four-time PSL League winning coach also had a few words to say about defender, calm midfielder Rivaldo Kutsia. The 22-year-old has been really exciting for Masandawana in midfield. The coach also shares what he told former Downs defender Siboniso Gaxa prior to his move to Lierse in Belgium back in 2010.
Rivaldo, it's the same what I told Bakaka when he was playing right back. Katano was still with us when he was playing center back. He played very well as center back. Played with Katano center back. But I said to him, look, you can play center back, yes. You can get away with it in South Africa. But if you want to play for Bafana, you want to go overseas, I think you should play right back because, you know, you have to deal with Gabuza and all. These are big boys. And I don't think Pa had the body to can deal with that. And if anybody wants to sign him as a center back in Europe, no, he's not going to get it. And then he played the World Cup starting lineup in the World Cup as a right back. From there, he went to Europe. So it's my belief because I look at the way they play. I'm with them every day. So I can see, you know, this one, when he plays center back, he doesn't lose one ball. So I said, no, let's trust him a little bit. Let's put him in the midfield. Let's see if he's going to make mistakes. He just plays. He's got quality. He just plays. And I think as a six, he'll go to Europe. Center back against Lukaku, I'm not sure, you know. So he must stay as a six, and I think he'll go to Europe. If a scout comes and watch him play, I mean, this boy must go to Europe. He should not be here. But it needs, I don't know, I'm not an agent. They must market him. They must put him there, and he passes. He doesn't lose the ball. And at ease, and he covers well, left, right, left, right. So he's such a good football player. And the boy is 22 years going to 23. That's a future player for Bafana. Those are the players who must go beyond. Good football player. Marvel to watch, even in training. Because I'm asking, I said, I want to correct him in training or in the match. And he doesn't give me a chance to correct. Because what are you correcting?
And lastly, Pizzo talks about new signing Semi Siabi from Free State Stars and what he expects from the lanky defender. Mosimane also shares his views on the move of former player Percy Tau to Belgian side Club Brugge, and in the final comment, he talks about rumors linking him with the move back to the national team Bafana.
Yeah, Semi strategic signing, more relevant for Champions League. You saw today how we struggled with the set pieces because they bring Clayton, they bring Flairs, they bring Grant Kekana, they bring Gabuza, they bring Hrobla, Rusike. I mean, those are big boys, eh? Those are really good boys, big boys. So how do you defend six of them if you have got not players who are... You need the body also. The body counts. That's why we also bring Mauricio Afonso. So in the Champions League, when you go to Wydad, when you go to Al Ahly, they push the smaller ones, my boys out. They're always pushing them away. They can't hold on. So that's the strategic signing for Semi Siabi. And maybe you guys are surprised why you sign a player who has never been playing for the last 4 months, 5 months, because he was always on the bench. But I don't want him to do too many things. I want him to get the ball pass here. Get the ball, give it to Villa, get the ball, give it to Mshishi. And on set pieces, you can help me because he's got the height and he scores also with the head. So hence, we brought him. And I told him, said he might not play a lot of games. So we bring you here for there are games you're not going to play. So that's why we brought Semi Siabi. And then what was the other one? Typical of Mexico, cocky. He's unbelievable, please. And even the way he goes inside, that's how he used to play here with Keegan and with Kama. He taught them that to break the line to do that. Yeah, good goal, good finish. And Club Brugge is a big club. I think he's in the right place there. Eh? Even though myself, I needed a little bit more, but it's okay. It's better than what he was doing last year. We just wasted the year. So I'm happy where he is.
My friend.
I should ask you, you are South Africans also. I don't know. We need to move on. We need to find another coach. We are playing next month, if I'm not mistaken. And probably it's not easy to find a coach now, but I think we can get an interim coach to help, you know. That's why when you have coach and assistant coach, you should know that your assistant coach is the guy to help you. Okay? So I think Leafy maybe can do that. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think maybe he knows what's happening there. You know, so let's see. You know my opinion about the coaches that I think they should be there. I've told you last year. I don't tell you now because Stuart is gone. I've told you my opinion, which player, which coaches I think local can do it. So maybe, I don't know. I care there's a committee. Ask those guys at the committee there. I'm happy to be here. I have a contract that I have to honor. I've never broke any contract. I stay on the contract. The only contract that I did not finish was at SuperSport United because SuperSport United said, coach, you got to be part of the World Cup. And Kaitano was there, and you see, you remember how I cried, guys, when they said I must go to the final. I think you were there. You know, it was unbelievable. So why should I leave this team? It's a team I love. And I was 7 years there, you know. But on the other hand, when I looked at it, say, you know, with SuperSport United, we were playing Africa all the time. Champions League all the time. He was there. We played Champions League and SuperSport, I don't know what year was it, with Mokoro, the small boys. We've been in the group stages with Jeanne d'Arc, Esperance, and all that. And that's what I loved. That's what I wanted to happen. But there, you can't. I mean, I've played against Spain, Portugal. What an unbelievable experience that I got from there. And it has helped me to be where we are. And I must be thankful to SAFA for that, to be honest. And had time even to educate myself, because there's no game every week. So it's brilliant. If I have to help and find the coach and help us collectively, everybody, we should help. Because 18 months we're playing the World Cup. Are you serious? We must have a team for the World Cup. We must qualify for the World Cup. We've done well in terms of results in AFCON. And we, if we can come out where we came out in AFCON, we have a chance to be amongst the top five in Africa. If you can beat Egypt and if you can beat Nigeria, we have potential, guys, let's be honest. How is channeled? Stuart gave you the reasons that he thinks are there. It's a difficult one. Everybody has his own challenges. Stuart was there. Carlos Quiroz was there. You know, he couldn't sort this thing out. He ended up being coach of Real Madrid from Bafana. It's unbelievable, you know. And Man United won trophies from there. Pereira was here, won the World Cup so many times. You know, it's difficult. It's a difficult one, that one. Eh? So, I don't know. Maybe we have to go on the flight if you don't find local. And I don't know. Or maybe we should follow what Algeria and Senegal did. They stayed with their own coaches and their patient.
And we have come to the end of our episode of SL Radio. Don't forget to catch up on all our previous episodes on slradio.co.za. I am Shane Matsoyane. Goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.